It has sort of three sections in it. There is his Hakdama, which we're going to start with. There is the Gemara's Hakdama. He goes, the Maral takes the Gemara in, like everything, like always, he holds a Divri Chazal or the Chashav, you know, Chazal gives the entrance for everything. So the Maral goes with all the Divri Chazal that deal with Megillah, and the Gemara has a whole bunch of in Megillah, a bunch of Pischol, possibly Pischol Lahai Parsha, that he started by saying this and this. He started by saying this and this. So all the Amoraim Tanaim, when they started Darshan Megillah, they started with certain Inyanim. So he explains that, and then he explains the Megillah itself. He goes fairly psukim. We're obviously not going to get all that far. Maybe as the years go by, that's what we've done in the Agada. But so it will start the Agada because the Ma'aseh Dinyanim. He's Mazbin Yanim as he goes along. But I'll try a little bit to skip so that we can cover Inyanim that are more central. The first thing is in Daf Nun. There's a big problem with Akdama here since nobody's redone it yet. It's one long run on Akdama of 10 blat. The Akdama is really, you could split it into smaller pieces. So it's not a Hemshech really. But our component, let's start on Amid Nun. It's about 6-7 lines on the top. The halacha is that if you find a ken tzipa, there's a din shluach hakan. If it is on the ground, what happens if somebody has a ken of a tzipa on his head? Mar shaila. Amale ma amlet. It said vadom al roishay. That the pasuk says vadom al roishay, that it has a shem Adama even though it's on his head. Good. Then the Gemara asks right away, Moshe Natar Minayim, B'Shegam Ubasa. I don't know Moshe is in the Torah, it says Shegam Ubasa. Haman Minatar Minayim, Hamina Eitz. Este Minatar Minayim, V'Noicha Hasta Aste. Motcha Natar Minayim, D'Chsiv Mar Dror, U'Metagmina Mir Dachle. That is the Maimah Chazal that the Maral is going to explain. And Kedaka B'Kodesh, he doesn't only explain the Nakuda that he really wants, which is Mordechai Esther over here. He obviously, it's one Maimah Chazal and it's all connected. Okay, so it's about this both Amudim are the explanation basically of this Maimah Chazal. What do you ask about these things? One. Secondly, Umayin Zel Zel Leima Motze Ken Beroyshe V'Chakech Moish Natar Minayin. So it has to have some hemshach. Obviously, what kicked off the shaila was the shaila, the Gemara of Ken Tzipor and Al Roishe, and then he went and went on to the other ones. For Yeroy says, "Ki kol inyan ha-shaila al inyan ha-odom u'ma ha-malosei." The whole thing is a hakira on the place of Adam in the Bria. Where does Adam fit into the scheme of things? Adam is always mitzarecha, there's neshama, there's the seichel, there's roish neshama. On the other hand, there is a earth. A person is adama. V'lekach shalom motze ken al roish shel adam. What kind of halacha is it if you find a ken tzipor on a person's head? Im noima ki adam avshu bal adama mikomo ki mishlei haseichel. Maybe Adam has a din of being lemailam in Adama, and he's not really Adama. So the Gemara Shaila was a Shaila Tzuras Adam. Is it nidoin lahalacha like Oretz, or is it nidoin like something above Oretz? That's why it's not on the hand, not on the back, but on the head of a person. Does it still have a Shem Adam or not? So he brings a pasuk that the Adama, even the head of a person, which is supposed to be higher and uplifted, and still, it still has a Shem Adama. Adama is a type of thing that belongs to Tachtonim. Ashashama Seichel, even though the Kentip is on the head of a person, Afsha Seichel Mekoimoi Lemala, Im Kolze Leibotle Meneshem Adama. Okay, so that is the opening. So the opening statement was a shaila of whether or not what is Tzuras Adam, and the Gemara says Tzuras Adam, no matter what, has a Shem Adama to it. It's with all the miles of person, it still remains offer min Adama, and that's his Metzias. That is the first point of what the shaila of Adam was. Next, Ulekach Shol Acharkach Imkein Moishem Atoy Minayin Kloima. Since we just got through saying that a person is not a various sichlis, even though a person has seichel, but since the kolis adam is offer, so he's bottled to it. Moshe Marnu, im kein ha adam shu adam prati minayin shesaremes b'tera sichlis. How do we know that a person who is Adam Prati will have a remez in the Torah? V'kach yesh lachshev, ki kachu Adam HaProti, she'en leProti chshibus k'moy zeh. We'll explain in a second. V'koydem shimot Adam Gashmi, ein leRemez b'Torah asichlis. V'af al Moshe yesh lishol minay yesh remez b'Torah, v'al zeh omar ki yesh remez b'Torah l'Moshe. So he wants to say like this. And this is a point that the first thing is, what does it mean? How do you know there's a remez for Moshe in the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, you can do a computer check. It's a few dozen times, but you don't need to find a remez in the Torah. The teretz is there is a chshivus l'mashal. In certain ways, a remez is more chashuv than an open statement. For instance, let's say a person gives a wonderful testimonial speech about something or other. That's very nice. But the real test of whether or not the person holds of him is to be found, like when it's a Freudian slip. It's to be found when there's a remez, when you ask a person, how do you describe an ish hamayla? So he says, such a person, such a person, such a person. And you get a feeling that it's really referring to so-and-so. Or whenever anything a person speaks about openly is can be seen as a chayfetz, l'mashal. If I say that Reuven went from this place to this place and did this thing and that thing and the other thing. So basically, I'm telling facts. It doesn't say anything about the person himself, how he relates to it. I'm a reporter. I'm somebody that's giving over facts. Reuven did this and this. Shimon did that. He went here. He came. He did, and so on and so forth. But let's say I speak about something, and hidden in my words is an allusion to somebody else. So it shows a deeper kesher to the person than what is open. What is open is a dava chitzoni. I'm talking about something. What's hidden in my words is more of an expression of my pnimius or something like that. So when the Gemara says, Moshe ben Torah minayin, the Maral says, of course Moshe Rabbeinu's name is in the Torah 1,000 times. That doesn't make Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't show that Moshe Rabbeinu has any special chshivas. The word chamor is also written in the Torah. The word gomel is written in the Torah. The word shofen is written in the Torah. All those in Yonim are written in the Torah, but you don't find it nirmas the way you have it here. I want to explain a point parallel to this, because it's important. It's important also in Megillas Esther, it happens to be a point. The Goyen says, there's Pshat, and the Goyen doesn't say Pshat Remes. Pshat Remes is a Jewish story. The Gemara says, there's Paradis, I find him of learning Torah, there's Pshat, there's Remes, there's Jewish story. The Goyen says, it's two pairs. Pshat and Remes. Pshat is to drush, as remez is to say. The that's what the Goyen says, and let's try to understand it. It's a very important havana. Also, if anybody ever looked at the Goyen Sfarim, they are extraordinarily difficult to find anything, because it just seems to be a bunch of gematrias, allusions, almost like Bar Mikom, it's almost like the Bir Agron Shacharuch, is and the groins part, besides the Kabbalah part of it, they're all like Vizeinian, Vibazeish, four things. Take a look even Mishlei, which is Al Pidar Hapshat. He says three things which is connected three Yitzharis. He says two things which is connected to this. It seems, it's difficult to find a piece, a chaticha ruel eskabit. I mean, say over something the goyim. Let somebody try to say over something the goyim. Most of it, I mean, it would sound like paparos lechachma. It sounds, he says, these four things are connected to four things in this. This is connected. Where's it coming? I mean, what did he tell us? I mean, that's the Torah Sagra. And one of the people, Refutna Zechanevach, used to quote the Goyin a lot of times, and it was very rarely possible to find the Goyins that he quoted. He would call it Medrash Shlaka or whatever. A lot of times, the Pshat was, he reconstructed what the Goyin was talking about. But the Vert in the Goyin is, the Pshat in this Chelik is, that the Pshat, when you open up Pshat, you get Drush. Drush meaning in the positive sense of the word. Not, we say drush disparagingly when somebody fluffs up something. Drush in its right word is when a person takes an inyan and he expounds and he says, let's ask kashas, let's see pshat can't be the way you wrote it, and so on and so forth, there will be a whole expansion of things. Pshat, no matter how many times you will expound it, you will not get soyed out of it. You'll get more and more drush. Like if somebody learns a sugya, you ask a lot of good kashas, you get a lot of good tirutzim, you get a lot of new halachas. The parasha of drush is the parasha of expanding the halacha as it is. That is the chelik of pshat to drush. Soid, even if you'll ask 1,000 kashas and keep expanding it, you'll never get to soid. Because soid is what is between the lines. That gufa is... Soid is never ever chal on what's beferish there, but what's remez has a mila. Balabatish, you look at the other way around. What the guy said mefurish is really the ikka kavana. What's a remez is less of a kavana. It's the other way around. In the remez, it's the amkus that I didn't even bring out to the forefront. Remez means if in Mishlei Shlomo HaMelech describes the riyoy fanim of going wrong, of going after the Isha Zayna, whatever it is that he has over there, then the fact that the three are fanim tells me because the Sheirish is three. It's what's behind the lines. It's the Rosh Prakim that tells me. If you want, it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah Chagiga says that Maisa Bracious, you don't teach not even Mishnayim. Ella chachamu umevin meatzmoi megalalei rashi prakim. So the Mishnah says mefurish that the clearest form of seid will only be rashi prakim. So that when the goyin found the remuzim, he was writing down the Torah shebiksav of seid. That's the emes. When if the goyin says that the fact that the three times isha zaynus is significant, so now I know that the connected three something else. It's the Torah shebiksav of seid is the remes. Lamashal, let's take something that's very human, something we can relate to. Let's say a person reads a letter someone else wrote. So the guy who's very shallow says, okay, he wrote this and this and this. He wrote that he came here, he wrote that he needs this, he wrote this as regards from this person. If he's a little more of a chacham, then he'll expound and say, well, if he writes he needs one sweater, maybe he needs a winter coat, maybe he needs this, maybe he needs that. That's the level that you can expand it to from what's written there. Somebody who has a lot of insight will say, well, why does he start out by this and not that? Don't you see that he was scared to get to this point? Or, however, a person who's more of an amkin, I know that what he wrote mefurish is not going to give me the panemius of the person. Because the person doesn't write out the panemius, except if he doesn't have a panemius. But if he has any panemius, you don't give it out. So what you give out is one thing, and the panemius will always be hidden in the Rashi Prakim of the words, in the Pchinas Remes. So when it says, Moshe HaTorah Minayin, and we go find it in the Gematria of the Shagam, that's a Cheshev Darga of finding it over there. So the Maral says the Gemara Shaila was, once I've ascertained that Tzuras Adam has itself Adama, is it ever possible that a person or people, Misuyamim, should find their Metzias in a Remez in Torah? Could you find their Metzias? Not mitzat. Of course, there was Moshe. Moshe was born. Moshe was called Klai Yisrael. Moshe died. That's zichah in the Torah. But is there a pchina where Torah itself has Moshe woven in? And on that, he says va'afal Moshe yishlishu minayshus with Torah because he's an Adam prati. Certainly, Adam by even klali is Klai Yisrael is ruchni, but a private person. Valze amak yishrem is a Torah l'Moshe. Kach ein loymek Adam mushav hashami debalachayim. So a person has a distinction from other balachayim. So the Moshe Chamor, Bilam's Osan makes a guest appearance in the Torah. That's not a problem, even though he's a Chamor, as Chamor as was ever was. But what's written before the Torah deals with objects. But that woven into the Torah, Moshe eventually woven in, that is a Chiddush. Okay, now the Maral says, what's the pshat chomer min haTorah minayin? What?
How do you know Moshe from the Torah?
Yeah.
That's representing
Adam. Moshe Musa. Right. Now the Maral says the Gemara's Shaila is a very interesting Shaila. We're dealing in the hidden part of Torah. There's no makom for something that's megushim. So we clear a Shaila, Adam, despite the fact that he always has some gashmis to confess it to it, is it Shaykh that he should be nirmas in the Torah? And at that we have a pshat. Yes, Moshe is. The Shaila of Gemara is there a koyach hara that is as ruchni as the koyach hatov of Moshe? And that's really a Pesach in understanding Haman, understanding Amalek. Most koyach hara that we have in the Bria are chumri, taivas noshim. It's a physical taiva, and then we spoke about it once. That's the chisaron of taivas noshim. It schleps a person and makes him as physical as can be. The only thing the person sees is basar. That's all that's it. Macholos asuris is basar. Atzilus is most of ra is gashmius be'etzim, and it's not an ideology, it's a physiology, not an ideology. So b'meila, it certainly has no makom in the Torah. It has no makom in the Torah not because it's ra. It has no makom in the Torah because in the teichen of Torah, there is no makom for something that is be'etzim physical. That is the chisaron, that's the chisaron of those things. So the Gemara says, of all the people that in the Torah mentioned that are ra, Haman stands out as being ra with a pchina seichel, the way he calls it. In other words, the ra of Haman wasn't physical. It wasn't that he wanted something of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't that he wanted money. It wasn't anything. It comes as close as can be to ra be'atzmius, and therefore the shayla of Haman Torah Minayin is that darga of ra that exists. So, and at that the Gemara says, yes, we'll see in a second, maybe. Then he says, in other words, once we've established that the arena of Megillas Esther, that Haman's Ra was a Ruchnis de Gera, so then it has to be that Mordechai and Esther were the same Darga. Once, if Haman is mentioned in the Torah, meaning that his Darga of Ra has that, so there has to be a Nekuda in Mordechai and Esther that are the same, or else they couldn't have worked against it. The Zelu Maseh has to tell me that they also have to find a Makom in the Torah, and finding the place where the Merum is in the Torah will give you a feel for what their Etzem Metzius is. Olekach, he says, Achash Hashol Moshe Min HaTorah Minayin Shesh Toremes B'Torah Koyde Me Yosei Nimtza Shor Lachaka Chomer Min HaTorah Minayin Kloima כשלוימה דווקא משיש לו מיילה לקוס כמו משה בן השולם ישלוימה כדימה לא עושה לקיס אין נחשב גשמי אבל הומן שהוא הפך זה שירא מניין שדימרס בתר הסיכליס קודם חיוסי. In other words, the moral is being madgish that we want to know it as a remez before they were around. עד שיש לומד מזה כי נחשב כאי חומן. The moral knach is a little bit different than we explained it. He says the remez min ha-Torah means, how do you know there's a remez min ha-Torah before they're born? The pshat in that is the following. Whenever you have a klal and a prat, the klal is before the prat. Lamashal, if I say the bria of I'm going to produce something, then I produce it, so the pshat is the etzim idea is there before, the class is there before, and this is one example of it. Darga of Moshe Rabbeinu, you could say Moshe Rabbeinu happened to be a yid called Moshe ben Amram. He did a lot of good mitzvahs and a lot of tzidkis and became very, very holy in Kaddish. That's one way of understanding it. Or you can say there's a tzuras adam called Moshe. Moshe is an evet b'chol beis neman. That's a certain tzuras adam. Moshe ben Amram was the person who reached Dargis Adam. There's a certain tzura of ra and the bria that says that is called Haman. That came, it's not the pshat Haman happened to be a person. Haman ben Amdasa was a big Russia who reached terrible Ladona. There's a certain type of Ra called Haman, and Haman was one of them. So on, say Markel Semester. So he says the Gemara Shail of Remez, Kodem Chiyusa, Kodem Hayyusa, is that, is there such a darga be'etzim and these people are just representative of it? Or these particular people, that's why Knech is Adam Prati versus Adam Kol and so on and so forth. Let's just get up to a what? Yeah? So yeah, but so then we're talking about Haman. We're talking about the Ra that's... I guess we're looking for a more specific person, and I think the Maral mentioned, the Maral says by Moshe he speaks about Adam Prati, by Haman we also speak of Adam Prati. There is a person who's not a gashmi because his mind is Moshe. The kach gam ki vehefer yesh adam shura meoid. Ubishvo goydel koyach harash yesh loy ein koyach gashmi. Well, the fikach nimrus betorik on meyosi nimtzav mitzius gashmi. And then he said that it's impossible to have Haman without Mordechai and Esther. Okay, we'll hold it here. The next piece is going to be more of an explanation of what is that nekuda that was Haman, that koyach ra, and what is Mordechai and Esther? That's next Amud over here. So we'll see that tomorrow.
We're holding over here in Amud Nun, towards the end of the Amud. He had mentioned before that what the pshat Moshe nirmas b'Torah and Haman nirmas b'Torah and Esther. Explained because Haman is a koyach of Ra, that's not Gashmi. That's what we're holding basically. It's holding up basically 4 or 5 lines from the bottom. The Omar, 3 lines from the bottom. The Omar im nirmas Haman min ha-Torah, I efshe shloya nirmas gam ki Mordechai ve Esther, ki yediyas ha-feichim echad, ve ein ze b'loy ze. Here in Morale is a line, it's a yisoid that he says in a lot of places. It's Yedias HaFeichem Echadu, it's a very important yisoid. Morale says that the things that are be'etzim, the opposite, which are very rare in the Bria, are one inyan, and you cannot split the inyan one from the other. Meaning like this, if black is defined as something that absorbs all the light, so in that definition, white must be included as well. Because white is something that reflects all the light. something that is different doesn't have to be, is not at all the same as that which is different from. If A is different than B is different than C, so there are places where A is, there are places where B is, there are places where C is. If A is the exact opposite of B, then A is there, and the negative of B is there. You can't have one without the other, because they're also not opposite. Opposites means they're exactly equal, except that they're in the opposite direction. So if the metzias of Haman has a mokum in the Torah, then it's not Yitochen that Mordechai Vester don't have metzias in the Torah. That's what he's trying to, that's what he's saying. Since the metzias of them are opposites, in a sense that, if you ever see those pictures, like they have cutouts with white against the black background, and you look at it, it's a face, you look at it, it's a cup. Like if you look at the black, I'm sure you've seen it in it's like a cutout of black and white, and you look at it one way, it's, you see the white shape and it's like a goblet. You look at the other way, you see it's like a black shape and it's a face. The teretz is because seeing is black versus white, and b'meila, you have to see them together. There's no way one goes without the other. So it's a famous yisoid in a lot of places that yediyas hafeichem echad. It's the yisoid why kulei chayev is ben David ba, because kulei chayev and kulei zaka is the same. Okay. Ve'in zeh b'lo zeh, v'al zeh omah, ki bevarei mordechai v'esther nimruz b'torah gam kein. Umeir zeh la'odom she'ein li es nechsham mitzi'osoi rak gashmi hein l'tei ve'in l'ra. Even though a person himself is considered gashmi, raki koyach ha'odom godol moed hein l'tei ve'in l'ra, the person's koyach is so big, afi mekoyim ben ha'tachtoinim, you know, it's so magashmi. So the pshat is, even though he starts out saying the Maimah Chazal, that Adam has a din of Adama, and that's why Ken Tzipar on Adam has a din of Ken Tzipar Adama, but from what a person can do, a person can reach up to Al-Yoinim like Moshe, like Haman, like Mordechai Vester. Okay, now he goes through the Rimazim. U'masher Ramaz Moshe B'loshim B'shegam B'Pirashto B'chib B'Gvos Hashem. That's not the Indian over here. B'Tim Why is Mordechai mentioned in Psalmim? Yeshcha lahavin b'chachma ki Mordechai hefech Haman. That is the opposite of Haman. Why? Ki Haman koychei madim jeroitze lahashim v'larek ha'koil. Umisba Haman is madim k'mosh yisboya. I want to explain this a little bit. This is an important... He's explaining a little bit about the mohus of Mordechai in the Metzias, you know, of Mordechai versus... of Haman versus Mordechai. What does it mean that Haman is Ra Be'etzim in a way that's not Gashmi? So the Kalal is like this. The Kalal is anything that is... There is... two chalakim in the Bria, there is Toiv, which tries to expand the Koyach HaRuch in a person, and then there is Ra in a chumristic way, which tries to expand the Koyach HaGashmi in a person. A person wants to eat, a person wants to be misanik, a person wants to enjoy it. Those are the Toiv and the Ra that are hefeichim of chumris versus ruchnis. That's not what Haman is. The inyan that is miyuchet to Haman is there's a koyach ra that is what he calls a rav seichel, which is the hefech of the koyach of chiyus. The koyach hatoiv b'derech klal is a she'ifa for chayim. It's a she'ifa. It wants something to flourish, to grow, to be. The need or the drive for existence or chiyus, that is the metzias of toiv, that is the general feeling of toiv, and the ra that normally is ra is just a pseudo toiv where by eating and by being nana physically the person perceives it as being toiv, but it's not a toiv be'etzim. That's the normal. The koyach that's hefech of toiv be'etzim is there's a sum total in the Bria of Kaiches that live on Mavis. Lamashal. And this is what he calls Kayach Ma'adim. The Gemara says whoever's Noilad under the Mazel Ma'adim should either be a Sheikh or a Mayel. The Pshar is because the Kayach of Ma'adim is, there's a Kayach that its Shuka is Churban. In different places. You find Lamashal Se'irim, the Ramban explains that the Midbar, the Midbar is the Mokoim of Azazel, because Azazel is the Kayach and the Bria that gives the Yanika to Churb. The Midbar is a place where things die. Normally the earth causes things to grow. The earth gives out Chius. In the Midbar, the earth gives out lizards and cactus. That's basically the earth gives out nothing but Misa. A person who is about most people want something. They want chiyus. So ruchnistic person wants ruchnistic chiyus. A gashmistic person wants gashmis. But there are people that have a kayach that they want mavis. Achzarius. The mitzvah of achzarius is a mitzvah where a person is misaneg from killing people or from paining people. In other words, that his kayach hatainuk is mechuba to what is Ra in the Bria. So normally, the normal Mahalach of Ra, of Taiva, is with something that looks like Chiyus, but it's not Chiyus. That is the normal Mahalach. There's a Mahalach of a Mahalach of Ra, which is the Etzem, the person's Mishtekik for Ra. And the whole Bria of, that's what, the Kayach of Ma'adim, somebody's Noilad in Ma'adim, his Ishtekikus is for Misa. So we tell them there's a mokum for that as well in Kayach HaToiv, either a Mayel or a Sheikhin. But the Etzem, the difference, Amalek, all the other countries that fought Kai Yisrael, they came to fight Kai Yisrael, B'Toiras. We want their land, we don't want them to finish our land. The mokum of the Milchama was a Milchama with a Tachlis to have. So it was just a question they were doing wrong because it didn't belong to them. Amalek was like somebody going into Ambatar and Tachas, where he gets burned and Ambatar gets cooled down. Both of them lose. And the person's taina gives from the fact that both of them lost. So the Kayach of Haman is a Kayach where the person, he was be'etzim mavis, and that's why he says, Mispa Haman is Ma'adim, the Gematria Haman is Ma'adim, because the Kayach and the Bria, the Sheirish for all Ra be'etzim, that means the Kayach of the Bria that Sheir for Misa. The Nachash wanted to kill Adam and Chava. I mean, what is the Metzias of the Nachash was a Metzias that was Kulay Lishma. I mean, he didn't gain anything by being Machne. Teretz is, his Tainug was a Tainug from wherever there would be Ra, Churban, and so on in the Bria. Now, the Hefech of that. Kimorcha Hefechom. Kihoman Kech Madr Shreis Ashmer Harig Akoil. Or misbeham and madik v'shis bayah. Or Mordechai kol inyonei hefech zeh lahatzel min amoves kasher osu binyan zeh. Lekach nirmas Mordechai v'zeh she'omar kach lecho psomim roish. That's why the remez for Mordechai the Torah is a remez in Ketores. Lefisha Ketores matzel min amisu mamageifa. Or min malach amoves asher mimun ala misa. It says in Chumash that Keteris was matzah for Misa. Like the Aaron, it says, go and take Keteris quickly and make sure that the people don't have my geifa. So, Lekach Nimrus Mordechai b'Keteris, Shu Oitzer Misa. Keteris is Oitzer Misa. I'll explain a second why. V'cheino yegamkei Mordechai mechala ha'ivadei v'amisim na'olam. Mordechai was someone, his job was to be mafkia Misa from the world. Lekach Nimrus by Mordechai. The Haman hefech zeh shenirmas kama shekosuv hamin ha'etz ki achila zeis hevi amisa loylo. In other words, it's a davar niflat ma'od in this remez. Haman is hamin ha'etz hazeh. Be'etzem achila is the koyach achiyus in the Bria. That's what achila is. And everything that a person eats, like Hashem made in the Bria, is there to give him chiyus to some degree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave an eitz in the Bria that it's achilas misa. So the pshat is, it's not the achilah shavoy is misav. It means keilu the koyach achius of that tree is misav. It's watered with dam. That's the metzis of it. So in Hamina Eitazer, that's where there was a remez for Homer. That's one. So the pshat is the sheirish of Haman is also nachash. The koyach of nachash is a koyach of misa, and that's it. That's the oimek in the Maimah Chazal, when Chazal say that the nachash is also to give musa to the Baal Eloshin. It says that we're going to ask them knum yesh hano vachiloscha. A nachash is the only animal that when it bites, it's not in the process of eating its prey. A lion and these animals, the process of eating, the shicha is dairiga. In the process of the nachash, there is no. So we ask, so the Gemara Taina says that we ask the Nachash, Kluma no yesh min shichoscha, and what are you being nana from with the Neshicha? So he replies, Kluma no yesh bala losh. Does somebody speak Lashon Hara have a no? I mean, the Sheirush of Vikuach is that normally it's hard for us to understand that there should be a Tainug in Churban, in Churban, if you don't have anything from it. We don't understand it usually. So the Nachash points out to the one Avera, when a person speaks Lashon Hara about somebody else, the bottom line, the real enjoyment of it is that you take the other person off the pedestal. You think he's such a big tzaddik, such a big chacham. No, you know, the hana that lies in it is a hana of kiloyim. And it's hard for us to imagine what does it mean that something is nene from being mechala. And so we have the Dugmas Nochash with the Zer Hano. And the middle, that's the Shemesh of Misa. It's interesting. One of the simonim, the simon for the Einish for Chet Alosh is Tzaras. A Tzaras is dead meat, basically. I mean, it's the way it's described in the it's dead meat. But there's a Tanai that there has to be a Sar in the middle. There has to be a hair growing out. Or there has to be fresh flesh in the middle. The teretz is Ra is the chelik of the bria that's rat, that's dead. Seder, that's bad. But the oimek of the chet aloshen is that there's something that thrives off it. It's there's an enjoyment. Some people enjoy the fact that the world is terrible. That he's terrible, he's terrible, he's terrible. It's not only, I mean, sometimes it's just a way to even out the playing field. You know, I know I'm bad, so if everyone else is bad, then okay. But the deeper oimik is there's a koyach of ra, that's the nochash, which the koyach is to be nis'aneg on what's bad in the bria. That is its koyach achius. And the Melo, that's where the Baloshin is, and that's where the chet of the Baloshin, the chet of the Nochash, the Metzis Nochash. The Gemara says in Megillah, Lest the Yoda Lishna Bisha ke Haman. There's nobody that knew how to say Lashon Hara like Haman. He said, Yeshna Amechon, Mefuzim, Mefor, and so on. The Torah says, because that is his Metzis. The Lahashmid Lahara the Labid was what he wanted. That was Be'etzim what he was nene from. The Homer Etzav is Shoshim Ikar and Okil Lashak Nimus Betoy Loshin the Shama Kosov Hamina Eitz. Ke Eitz Adasa may be Hamisa Loilo. The Homer Eroitz Labid is Shoshim Ikar Oilo. Okilu Hoyeroitz Labid Kola Oilo. So he says, Lamaisa, the fact that Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is the sheirish and the chiyus of the world, so in effect, it's a koyach of nihilism that he wants to destroy the world. There's a tainug that he had. I mean, that's his metzias of Churban. So being machre Klal Yisrael is more than just Chayzer Vashem Prati, it's the world as a whole. Lekach roi...
What? Did he want to just himself?
Kimat, no. In a sense, that it's interesting, because Esav said, Hine anoichi hoylech lomus. The same person that has little regard for other people's chaim has very little regard for himself as well. It's his tainug is a churban. So his own destruction, his own suicide or his own destruction also is not a big deal. But when Esav's look at it was hina nechay loch lamos, that his metzias is also not a metzias. I want to add maybe just one more nakuda, another knate over here. Sometimes you as Akash Baruch was Megale Naim the world, was Zeichet to also in Yonim this as well. The body has certain defense mechanisms, and it stops things that are hepatitis of the body, germs of sorts. The best way to get in something is to attach it as a rider to a koyach that's native to the person, and the mail it goes in far. L'mashal, you know, like you insert a bad string of DNA into a cell or into an immune cell, and then you get all the problems. A virus, the more you're able to attach it to some koyach achius, you take something that attaches itself to a cell and you add it to it. You put poison into a food, so the person when he eats it, the Eitz Hadas Toive Ra means the Etzem, a person should not have had a Koyach. Ra should be something that's alien to the person. Right? Where does the person have a Koyach to absorb Ra? There was Eitz HaChaim in the Bria. Why was there an Eitz HaMisa in the Bria? I mean, if you're talking about Zelu Masel, let there be an Eitz HaMisa. So there are a lot of reasons. First of all, there is no Be'etzem Ra in the Bria. Secondly, Misa is indigestible. It's only because it's the Das Toiv Ra, it rides on top of the Das Toiv, it rides Ra. And therefore, as far as Toiv goes, that's how far Ra goes. So the same Koyach, I mean, Klal Yisrael prides itself, it says, Al Cherev Gavasecha. Klal Yisrael's pride is that they're Moise Nefesh, and their life is meaningless in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mela, that Koyach, there's a Koyach of Ra that has the same in Messias Nefesh. But if Shadis is Ki'ilu is Nitpas Kol Kulay to the Churban and to the Misa and so on. Then he says, next Nekuda. The Esther Nirmat Veloshon Anoichi Haste Aster. That's where the Gemara learns Esther from. Veloma Kosov Shnei Astaris. Why? What's the Pshat Haste Aster? Ra Ki Hester Rishon Sheyutachas Makas HaShveirish Shem Shabarim Loi. The first Hester was the Makas HaShveirish. There'll be a matzah of Hester upon him, which is the Achashverosh. Klal Yisrael is no longer being led by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but is on the Achashverosh. And in Achashverosh, there's a behind the scenes which is also Ra. The Kivin should be May Haman, how you can Hester, Toich Hester, like how you royal Leah's Hagoyal. Rak Esther, Shemoira Hashem al Goy Latznius, Shehoyeba. Katznua Nista Bilti Nigla. This is a very important Nakuda. It's a Nakuda we have to talk about that because it's a very Nistadik in the Nakuda, very Tznudik in the Nakuda, but it's a Nakuda that he's talking about. And the point of Esther is that she was hidden. It almost seems, when you learn the Megillah, it's hard to figure out why was she so fanatically insistent on keeping her identity secret. I mean, the Melech wouldn't have wanted it doesn't seem, when you say she Evrak Einas to Megedis, it doesn't seem to make any real seichelic reason why she was so intent on keeping it. on keeping it hidden. The Gemara gives a whole slew of reasons. That kulam oyle bekana echad, Klal Yisrael should not know what they have over there. Let's explain it in two oifanim. There's one oifan that he's going to use, and we'll see soon. I want to explain another oifan why it's like that. There's tkufis of different anhugs, and the Gemara says l'mashal, in a zman when a rush is misachek is loy, a person should not start up with rishoyim. When you see that things are going good for Russia, don't start up with him, because you're not going to win. It's now a zman when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noyheg b'toyv et Rishoyim, and that's not a zman when Tov is going to win. And that's one of the reasons people say, you know, how come we're matzliach and today, and a lot of other people weren't matzliach in Doris before. It's very pashut. There was an hug of Hashem as a chekesloi, and no matter what anybody did, it didn't help. And today there's a different type of hug. But the only thing that can function in that kufa is something that is behesta gamma, because that is the oifi.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now an Hagga, not where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Toif or Klal Yisrael, but that Hagga is an Hagga of Hester. So anything that comes for Klal Yisrael could only come if it comes by Hester. Because now in that Hagga of Goli, there is no Mokum now for Yeshua, for Nays, for Klal Yisrael. So any Hagga that its tool or its purveyor is an hugger of gilui, you can't make it over there. The only thing that can make it in such a tkufa is something that's behesta. So if like it says by the Nevi'im over there, that he hid them and so on, there is a time in Klal Yisrael when the right way to deal is behesta gomor, because if behesta gomor can always be matzliach. Behesta gomor, v'anoche asta means, but at least hesta b'toch hesta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ongoing. So there's never an hug of Hashem Sacheches Loi on a Hester Sheva Hester. So in those manim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, when the Anhug of Klolis is Anoich Hasta Aster, then the Anhug of Klolis that can help is only Hasta Aster. But also to steer it at Anhug of Klolis. The same way LaMashal during World War II, if they did, and as much as try to make an open milchama, let's say, it wouldn't have worked, because that was the only thing that would work is a very, very quiet and clandestine type of trying to get away. Anything that was begoli, because the hashkacha begoli was v'anoich hastaaseh, that there would be no gili of Yad Hashem. So the first thing of why it had to be someone whose hallmark was tznius was because the anhaga was anhaga where it would be only poil with a pchina of hester, and b'meila, someone who can work with that type of framework can possibly win. There's a second, as we'll see next time. It's a Moshech Mor, but both of them, you know, the Hezbollah, he's saying that the reason why Esther could win is because she was a tzanua, and that's why it helped against it. So we explained, because the anhaga was that begolui at that time, it would be kolkoli nimsa for the malchus hara, there would be no anhaga begolui that would possibly win. There's a second malach, as he's going to say, and we'll see the mitzvah Hashem Sunday, Bez Hashem. Sunday, yes, Sunday.
Yeah,
okay, let's be we saw last time he spoke about the mitzias of Haman versus the mitzias of Moshe, let's say. In other words, Haman Matar Minayim, we explained that those in Yonim of the Bria that are Ki'ilu a rotzen to destroy life. Now, the teichin, the pnimius of every chelik of the bria, is a rotzen for a kiyum of chiyus. The things want to exist, and everything that is a variation is a variation of what life is. In other words, there's a chelik of ra that chayus is something gashmius and so on, and there's a chelik of ra, and there's a chelik of toiv where chiyus is ruchnius. Yoytze min haklal is haman, that the pshat is, he's misnaget etzem mitzius of chiyus, and that's why he declares madim, like he says, that it's the etzem of destruction, of churban, of rishis. That's what those yonim are. So now he's going to explain how Esther and Mordechai are kinegedet. The Esther nirmaz, he says, v'losh anoichi haste aster, v'loma kosef shnei hastaris. Why does it say two twice? Hester, Rak, ki Hester rishon shehoyu tachas malchus achashverosh mishubadim lei. First of all, there was one Hester that they were mishubad achashverosh, and the second Hester was, he said, that they were mishubad yoytzim zeh tachas haman. They were mishubad to haman, which is a Hester within a Hester. Lekach achash eksiv v'starti ponei mehem, chozal lichtoiv ki oid yobal Yisrael shnei hastoris, v'zon v'noichi has ve'asta lirmoz al shnei hastorim shamarim. The kibush of a homon hoyakan hester to hester, loy hoyu royu liois hagoyel, rak ester, shemera shem al goyel atsnius, shahoyaboy. Kiatsnua nista built in igla. That's why it had to come out only through Esther, whose mitzias is tsnius, but obviously is by oid. I want to explain this nakuda. This is a very important nakuda here that should be explained, and this is going to be really his Riachatichen over here that he speaks about. We understand the inyan of tznius as being a midah tova, that something is hidden, you know, it doesn't not looking for covet and so on. That's the way we understand tznius, and that's the midah tova of anything that's a tznua. There's a deeper nekuda here, and that's really the nekuda that he's the tapping over here. There is a mahalach in the Bria of Zel Umaseh that Ra and Toiv are going to be equal, and therefore whatever in the Bria is good has something that's opposite, that's bad, and Haman has to measure up against Moshe, let's say, or whoever it is that he wants over here, and it has to, and that we're not going to find any nafkamina between the two. Fine. So b'chol zeis, where is there Mokom to overcome it? If they're exactly equal, where does the Tov overcome the Ra? So Ramchal Moshel says that the Ramchal, when he speaks about Zelu Maseh Das Tfunis, he says, and the Das Tfunis, the Archaim, he says there's one difference between Tov and Ra that is not Zelu Maseh, that there is some Gvul, there's some point at which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow the whistle, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say at the end of 6,000 years, enough Ra, and now it's going to be only Toiv. That is the difference that he says. Let's explain it a little, let's give it a little bit of a sharp Hagdara. In none of the visible Koiches will there be a Nafgemina between Toiv and Ra. It will never be in the area that's in any way visible. It will be there just as the Etzem Ratzon Hashem. So if we're to ask a person, the Etzem Ratzon, Lamashal, let's give an example, maybe a little bit of a wild example, but it's still a good mashal. A person goes to a person like Aleinu sees a car accident and a terrible tragedy. You know, see somebody killed, so on and so forth, terrible. A person goes to a magic show and he sees somebody take a person, put him on a table, sew him into two, and separate into two pieces. Now, the better the magic trick is, the better, the harder it will be to discern that the person is not cut into two. You look at it, it looks like cutting into two, the person can put on screaming and shouting, you can see blood dripping, you can have 1,001 things that you see, and you see it's cutting, you see somebody being cut into two. The only reason why you're dead sure that nobody's been cut into two is because you know that nobody wants to kill somebody else. You know that the rutz of the person is not to kill someone. So despite the fact that mitzad chitzonis advarim, it looks exactly like something's cut, and the better the trick is, the better it's like that, you just know that nobody kills a person that way, nobody takes a person and just cuts him to two in front of on a stage in front of other people. So the only thing you have to go on is the knowledge that in the very pnimius there is no, there's an hugger of chiyus, that hugger wants it. Mitzad bezeh le'uma zeh is a din in the world. Mitzad the bria, which is the chitzonius of the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no indication of whether of which is adif, the ra or the toiv. There's a zeh le'uma zeh. And b'meila, mitzad the chitzonius advarim, there could be a matziv where you do not know the difference between the two. That is mitzad the chitzonius. Mitzad the pnimius advarim, you know clearly that the Ratzon Hashem is chayim, u'bachata b'chayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, re'a nechol lehem sefeichem ayoyim, es ha'chayim, es ha'movis, es ha'tev, es ha'ra, and so on and so forth, u'bachata b'chayim. So the re'ei, the mahalach that shayach to re'ia, is equal. There's nosatif nechem, re'a nechol sefeichem ayoyim, es ha'chayim, es ha'movis. Mitzad re'ia, there's both equal. There is no difference. The mitzad the rutzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a b'charta b'chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this despite the fact that you see them as being equal. Mitzad the re'iyah, mitzad the chutz, you see it equal. There's a tzad that's moishach to this, a tzad moishach to this. The only thing in the world that tells you clearly that it wants chiyus is the rutzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the statement of b'charta b'chayim. So b'meila mitzad the rutzen, it will never... The understanding that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants is Chayim comes only mitzad the pnimius habriya and not mitzad the chitzonis. So in order to be able to deher the emes, you have to be able to deher the things that are not there, and you have to be able to deher the things that are pnimius and are not visible. It's not kilu. People make a mistake. They think that when you find a secret, it's like, you know, capture the flag. It's hidden someplace. Once you dig it up, it's out in the open, and you see it, and you feel it with your hands. So just a question of finding out where it is, and then you have it. When we speak about a hanhaga hest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that the only part of the hanhaga that has the rutzen to keep the thing going is the pnimius of it. They made it like this. A person who's a pnimistic person, Lamashal, when we think of somebody who's an anav, we don't a tsunua. So you think of him as a shy person. He's afraid of limelight, he's hesitant, he abhors the limelight. We look at it sort of as a kiyum of alei saseh. The person does not really care for what people think, the person doesn't need the covenant people give him. It's nice, but he doesn't need it. It's like a stopless memua type of thing. That's the way we look at it. Nobody sees a virtue in not eating, but it's just that the person is capable of not eating. It's not that not eating is a pulach yidus. That is wrong as far as understanding what the teichon of anava is. I mean, in that case, anava wouldn't be a midah teiva. It would be the lack of gaiva. But anava in itself would not be a midah teiva. The midah teiva, anava means that the person can deher the metzias mitzad the toichen. Some people, l'mashal, take a difference between a person who's very refined and a person who's crass. A person who's crass, and he reads a story, l'mashal,
So the story has to yell and scream the point that it's trying to make. Without a thousand exclamation points and without a thousand without sentences as grub as can be about what he wants, he's not going to hear it. A more sophisticated person likes to hear a subtlety when something's written and you hear it in the flavor of the thing, in little allusions, in little things. That's fakir. It's a much bigger hanah than if it's screamed out loud. It's the pshat. You want to hear it as the teichin rather than as the chutz. And that's a big divider between a person who hears it. A person who's a chitzonistic person means that his perception of things lies at the outer level of it. It screams, it yells, it's as graphic and as vivid as can be. That is his way he's comfortable being paid for something. That's one type of tfisa. There's a second type of tfisa with fakir. The person is in tune to what's behind the thing. A little symbolism, a little careless word in the story, or something like that, and the person, fakir, he hears the teichim inside that, and that's a much more pneumistic person that he hears it that way. So when we're talking about a person who is an anav or tsunua or a mister, then we're talking about the quality of the person that he relates to the bria mitzad, the teichin of it, rather than mitzad, the chutz of it. So he says like this: therefore, the kibush of a haman hoyekan hester to hester. Since by haman there was a hester hester, so that means that the hanhoga of toiv could not be found on the outside. Tap it, look at it, listen to it, tap it with your hands. You do not find any hanhoga of chayim and of Hakadosh Baruch Hu there. So doesn't mean Hakadosh Baruch Hu will run away. It means that the chelik of the bria that's toiv chayim will be found only in the Teichin. So the chelik of the person who could be shayach to bring a gula from that place is the person that can relate to it. Just like Lamashal, if I hide something from sight, so a blind person who has a strong sense of touch will find it, because this thing is not visible to sight. So you need the sense of touch to find it, or the sense of listening, or whatever it is that blind man has, is sharper. Therefore, here also, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga was Hester, Shebe Hester, so the only person that could tap that Hanhaga and relate to it is someone that is a Tzenua like Esther. But of this point, Lekachi says he giat filosa gamkein on the koim el yunanista, that over there the tefillah of hers could also reach. The pshat is the tefillah of a person can never reach to a place that the person has no musik. We said over once, I saw it, we said over I think on a Friday once, I saw it by the Ishbitz, I heard it from a Futna, I never saw it in a Chazal. The Ishbitz brings it from a Chazal, I didn't find that Chazal. If there is, the Metzias is, there is no tefillah for Tchias HaMeisim, ever. We're never mispal, even though we believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can be Mechaya Meisim. We say it every day in tefillah, Mechaya Meisim after Rav Lashia. But you never mispal for Tchias HaMeisim. Why not? Manavsha. Just like you believe a Kodesh Baruch Hu can heal a person that's sick, you believe that you can make a Tchia to someone sick. How do you? The Teretz is because Refuah is part of our world, and we have a Shaykh to it. Tchias HaMeisim is not part of our Metzias. We have no Shaykhs. We can't daven for something we have no Shaykhs. It's like the Mashal, if a person is Mispalel, a person's Tchum of Havana reaches up to a certain point. He can understand, he can make a Lainus on the Gemara, but not on Taisvis. And he's struggling with make a Lainus on Taisvis. So there it's Shaykh for a person to be Mispalel that he should make a Lainus on Taisvis also. Well, let's say I would sit down and be misfollowed that I should be like the Vilna Goyen. That's a philosoph. It's a philosoph not because I don't know what I'm davening. I don't have a saga or tefisa in that mahalo. It's a mufka for me. The place of tefillah for a person is what I'm masig, but I don't have. So the area of tefillah starts from the point
where what I have stops and what I'm masig is still there. When my hasaga finishes it, there's no makom for tefillah anymore. So b'meila, even Kalal Yisrael could not be mispalel. A person who is a chitzainistic person could not be mispalel for Yeshua at that time, because within in the visible world there was no makom for Yeshua. You see the mashal, the gzeira couldn't be nisbatel. They couldn't cancel out a chashver gzeira. So within that framework of a world that's begolui, there was no Yeshua, except for Esther. We'll see later. He speaks about Alayel Sashacha, that what a tefillah was. So her tefillah could also be shachar makrim and nister. He speaks about it because the parak of base of Tzeach Alayel Sashacha is the tefillah of Esther Malka. Vishom yesh vitla koya chaman. V'lachein ma sheksiv v'noichi hasta aster shemoyer zal hester ponim dover ze atzmei meire kehagoyel min stiras ponim hu Esther. He says here a very sharp shot. When it says Vanoche Hasta Aster, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there'll come a time HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be masked himself, so Pashas we learn it means he'll run away. Right? That's all it means. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be here. No, Hasta Aster is an email address. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an address. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be at the place called Hasta Aster. It's a mokum called Hasta Aster. So the remez Esther Menatari Menayin is Vanoche Hasta Aster means that Faker. That is the Metzias of Esther is in that same mokum where there is a Hester of where there's the Hasta of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a certain place. It's a certain mokum. It's a certain tfisa, and Esther shares that tfisa. Mordechai's remez is also from a mokum Hester, which is Kteiris. Ki Kteiris hu nister kashe yedua. She hoyu maktirim oise lefnai lefnim b'yom kippah. The only part of Avodah, the only Avodah that was done the Fnei Lefnim is Keteres, in Yom Kippur. So that means that Keteres is Shayach to the Lefnei Lefnim, which is the Hasta Aster of the Mokum Hasta Aster Bria. U'b'Shayach Mois HaShana, like Keteres HaKimam is Be'ach B'Fnim, and even Shayach Mois HaShana, they would be Maktim on the Mizbeach Pnim, which is more Pnimis than the Karbonis. Because hoyu maktirin al mizbeach, hoyu porshim nazorah sheakteris bechashai. It says that the kteris should be bechashai. Kteris was people should not be around when kteris was nikta, so they would leave dazor when kteris was nikta, because the maizik kteris is beetzem shayach to pnim. The lemoshel, another place where it's sort of about kteris, the chush hareach is the most pnimistic of a person's chushim for two reasons. First of all. In two ways. First of all the other chushim are on the surface. Tapping of the hands, seeing the eyes, listening to the ear. The person ki'ilu is taifisit on the outside, and certainly the chush of touch. The chush of reyach, when a person wants to smell something, he inhales it deeply. He tries to get the full tingle of the reyach is when he inhales it deeply. Tam, the deeper you swallow it, the less tam it has. You taste it on, well, it's not here, but I'm sure if the wine you swill on your tongue, on the tip of the tongue, just to get the taste of it. If you swallow it, there's no taste over there. Reach is the opposite. Reach is the pshat in the pnimius of the nose. The person feels that reach. Besides which, the reach is the chush that is attached to the neshama, to the neshima, which is the pnimius of the person. How do you know, the Gemara says in brachas, how do you know you make a brach and reach? Koil neshama talko afilu dova sherakar neshama nenitzba. Because reach is something physically, it's not the least palpable of all this, the chushim. So k'teiras is shaykh to elam of reach. It itself was brought nazar b'chashai. It was brought lefnai lefnim. V'chein omral akteiris yovei dovashe v'chashai shehu akteiris
V'chapal davish v'chashay loshen hara. So therefore, the metzias of k'teiras is meramis to Mordechai. V'al umizet tovin ki Esther bazug lo Mordechai shenikal shem Mordechai. That's why Esther was an appropriate wife for Mordechai, like it says she was. He married her because in the world of, you know, he was the pnim of mitzvah k'teiras. And she was the Pnimitzar Hasta Esther, but Mela, this was a Bas Zugoy. V'advorim is as a Elu Amukim Me'oid, the Epshel Farshesa. Because Shehoi Yisrael behest upon him in Hashem Yisbarach, Roish Yagoyel Mordechai Vester Shemagim with Philosophy Melanista. So when Klai Yisrael was an Anhog of Hest upon him, you needed somebody that could relate to it. Umizet Tovin Kama Godel Hanes. So Haman was the etzem koyach of Misa, and since the source of Molech, Hashem is baruch hitzor son of Mordechai may Haman ra. Okay, okay, the next piece is better. It's a new piece. It's not the same. So he says that, meaning that like this, when. And the chitzonius of the world, when you have someone whose koyach is chiyus versus someone whose koyach is misa, there is no way to determine who's right and who's wrong. I mean, mitzad the world is elu maseh, and each one can yell and bring rayas and put down his foot and so on that he's right. Mitzad the pnimius einyan, that's where ra is wrong. Since there is the etzem aratzon Hashem, so that chelik of the bria only reaches up to a certain point. V'zehu, it has no real shayrish. Mitzad the chitzayni shebedava, my shita is hina nechaylech lomos. My shita is that churban misa. There is no makom to shlug it up head on head. A person who's a nihilist and a person who's a derish chayim is. Both of them can have an equal shita. The makom where you mafrim between the two is because one is Ratzon Abayri and one is not Ratzon Abayri. Let's just see. Olekach nema b'amr b'medrash kol misha nema b'yichoya misukin hoya legula. It says, Chazal say that anybody that says hoya, the Lashon hoya by him, means that this is he was meant to be like that, like from the beginning. Moshe Royetz and Yisroi, so it says, Mitukin Hoya Legula. Ish Yehudi Hoya Shmei Mordechai, Mitukin Hoya Legula. He was ready for Gula. What it means is like this. Mitukin Hoya Legula means sometimes there's a situation where a person happens to do a good thing. He's a tzaddik and he does a good thing and he's called Kla Yisroel. That it means not that he was mituk in Lagula, but he rose up to the challenge and he did it. Fine. There is a metzias where this is the type of person needed. Lamashal, when a certain geula yeshua could only happen by a certain person, and this person comes along. For instance, let's say I need a helping hand to schlep something, and Reuven happens to come along, Shimon happens to come along. I come, would you like to help me schlep? They say yes. So then the pshat is I can't say that Reuven and Shimon were the people needed for the job. Any Reuven and Shimon that would have walked in could help me schlep the bench or whatever it is. Let's say I needed somebody to help me open up a lock that's jammed. And it needs a lot of skill. And punk, the person walks in that has that skill. So I say, oh, you were the person cut out for this job. And you came along. Hoya means that, the sukin hoya, the gula means that that person is metzias, was the metzias appropriate for gula. So in a gula that anybody could do a gula, you just need a big tzaddik who happens to be doing the right thing, right place, right time. See, the word hoya doesn't pass. But since the Maral says that this was a specific type of gulas and required a specific type of person, so who was shaykh to the oilam of Hester, so b'meila the word hoya mitukin hoya legula means he was the one that was appropriate for gula. Okay, we'll hold it here. Thank you.
Thank you.